I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Tuesday, June 23rd. As data centers expand across Ohio, some local communities are pushing back. WYSO's Nick Herkman explains how the biggest city in our area is reacting.
Earlier this year, Dayton City Commissioners approved a 180-day moratorium on data center construction. That's still in effect. Now they're poised to vote Wednesday morning on zoning changes that include a total ban on data centers. Jeff Green, Dayton Planning Department Director, says they looked at four criteria when drafting the changes: water usage, electricity rates, environmental concerns for residents, and financial incentives for the city.
With the information we have, we believed a ban was best suited at this time.
The proposed ban comes as the city prepares to revise its decades-old zoning code and wants residents' input. Dayton residents can visit adaptdayton.com to take a quick survey and provide feedback on it. For WYSO News, I'm Nick Herkman.
Governor Mike DeWine signed a rare bipartisan gun safety bill into law last week. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
When a gun owner experiences a mental health crisis, it's important that they have a safe space to store their firearm out of reach. That's according to Whitney Austin of the Whitney Strong Organization, a nonprofit devoted to preventing gun violence. But she says right now, gun shops often refuse to store weapons due to liability issues.
There are a lot of concerns about storing firearms. For example, what would happen if they returned a firearm to someone and then some bad thing happened?
The Keep Them Safe Act changes that. Gun dealers and law enforcement will be able to temporarily store firearms with civil immunity. Austin says the new storage option could help reduce suicide deaths among veterans. Second Amendment rights groups like the Buckeye Firearms Association agree. They testified in support of the bill. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford.
Civil rights groups will hold two public forums about a report finding racial disparities in Cincinnati police stops. The report from the police reform advocacy group Campaign Zero was released earlier this month. It analyzed Cincinnati PD contact card data. The analysis suggests big differences in stops by CPD and their outcomes based on a person's race. One finding shows that black people made up 80% of pedestrian and 66% of motorist stops that were performed by CPD last year. This is in a city that is only 40% black. The forums are June 30th at the Truth and Destiny Covenant Center in Mount Airy and on July 14th at the Urban League in Avondale. Both forums begin at 6 p.m. The city disputes some of the report's methodology. It's seeking its own third-party analysis of the contact card data. One of the bills now awaiting Governor Mike DeWine's signature passed overwhelmingly in the legislature. As State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports, it establishes rules for how and when police agencies can use drones.
Some Democrats, like Representative Sean Brennan, voted for it, saying the rules for use of drones by police is needed.
We have an issue in our state right now where we've got a lot of new 21st century technology, but no clear guidelines on how to use it.
But a group that often sides with Democrats is against it. The ACLU of Ohio's Gary Daniels is urging DeWine to veto the bill.
In this case, there's obvious First Amendment implications.
Daniels says the bill gives the government more leeway than average citizens, and he worries the data generated by the government's use of drones could violate individuals' privacy. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Ohio's most influential Christian lobbying group is fighting a battle with the city of Columbus. The Center for Christian Virtue wants to put three crosses on its building that's directly across the street from the State House. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
CCV President Aaron Baer says the plan was always to put up the 1 16-foot and 2 12-foot tall gold metallic crosses on the roof of the building they bought in 2023. And he says the group was surprised when the Downtown Commission rejected the proposal as incompatible with the city's downtown design guidelines.
They didn't say anything in there that specifically suggested it was a content-based restriction. That would especially be very clearly unconstitutional if it was.
Baer says CCV has met with the city and is working to resubmit its proposal, probably after the July 4th holiday. But he says the expectation is that the crosses will go up on the building sooner or later. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.
Temperatures are working their way up to around 80 degrees today, expecting plenty of sun, maybe a few afternoon clouds. Same goes for Wednesday. Enjoy this weather because rain chances return Wednesday night into Thursday, and thunderstorm chances will be with us Friday, and then the heat returns for this upcoming weekend. We could see temperatures near 90 on Sunday. And that's WYSO Today for Tuesday, June 23rd. I'm Mike Fraser.